Best of the worst. It's Trainwreck Tuesday with Mad Radio on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Urban Meyer! Urban Meyer! Urban Meyer! Urban Meyer! Urban Meyer! Urban Meyer!
So we're going to start with some of the rally. Granted, not a lot of people. It's about 100 people. Columbus, obviously, it's not a huge city, but it's a bigger city than you think. Columbus, Ohio. These are people rallying for their coach, who is currently under investigation.
Despot.
Urban Meyer. And
this is the interesting thing to me, is that I feel like there are a whole lot of people condemning these. Are they protesters? They're not. I thought this was a rally showing support for Urban Meyer.
It's support for Urban Meyer, and I assume that they are protesting that Urban Meyer is going to end up getting fired for Zach Smith's crimes. That's probably
people,
how they're looking at
it. This isn't an outside investigation or anything. Ohio State's investigating themselves here. So I don't know if there's anything necessarily. I guess there were a few misguided signs. At least one sign was blaming ESPN, where it was in fact a fired ESPN employee that just did this on his own. On his Facebook account. If it never made the mainstream media, then it wouldn't be as huge a deal, I'm sure, but still.
So the guy who started this rally is Tennessee Jeff, a guy who's from Tennessee, didn't go to Ohio State. He drove all the way up there, and here is a little of his speech to the people in Columbus.
My purpose for this rally, it's real simple. I told guys I've had interviews with today what we're doing. This has nothing to do with our ex-wide receiver coach or the accusations against him with his ex-wife. I don't want to talk about that. I don't condone what he's accused of. I don't condone any of that stuff. But this is not why I'm here. It's not why I drove 12 hours and you guys are standing in 95-degree heat to talk about what he did and what he didn't do.
What is, and then I didn't see the
audio.
That
was a disclaimer.
I couldn't tell. Yeah, so but what did he do?
What did he do?
Yeah.
They did some chants. I saw some of the posters were funny. Like, there was a bracket of, like, the worst people in media in college football. And, like, Mark May was on there. Stage Steele was on there.
Mark May is the number one.
There was a strong theme of ESPN being aligned with the SEC and that they're anti-Big Ten.
Well, yeah, so they should be, because it's a slow brand of football. Plotting, boring, lots of punts, no quarterbacks.
Whatever. You're so 2015. Things have changed,
plus,
man.
ESPN laid off the guy who's doing all the reporting. They laid him off last year, Brett McMurphy. They laid him off.
I am so glad that I don't live in a college town. I really am just so happy. I can't imagine just dealing with these morons. Really, I can't. I can't. These
in
people,
fairness, not many of them.
These people follow cults, and they do not. They don't care about it at all. It's better than, I suppose, State College, Pennsylvania. I just can't.
Oh, yeah, I forgot how well you handled all the Tom Herman and University of Houston stuff. You just glided right through there because you don't live in a college town.
Did I glide through that?
You've had to deal with this anyway. You're in a college town. You got the University of Houston.
It's a college town.
Do you hear
town.
That, Cougs? Paul just said it's not a real college.
Well, let's be honest. And the Cougs fans listening right now. You guys know this. When the team
is
very
good, State.
When the team is good at football, you guys are there. When it's not, you guys typically go to UT or to Texas A&M or to whatever other college programs are good.
I would disagree with that. I think they're more dormant. It's not like they all of a sudden become Aggies.
It's like Mike and I with our college football teams. I like Florida. Mike likes Michigan. We went to Syracuse. Syracuse sucks. If Syracuse is ever good, we would probably root for Syracuse, but that's never going to happen.
So, for some reason, Ezekiel Elliott's dad, Stacy, felt like it was a good idea to show up at this rally, and he feels that Urban Meyer has been wronged.
First and foremost, I would never, and I know Urban Meyer would never condone a woman being abused. So, those who abuse women need to stop right now.
Yeah. Right now.
But, the truth of the matter, based on what we all know, he handled the situation according to how his job
Absolutely.
Required him
yep.
to.
Yep.
So to hold him in this situation where he got to deal with his emotions, not being with his boys and representing his university with the utmost integrity is wrong.
The only problem is you're representing university, and where I think we live in an era right now where a lot of people are prone to saying, like, well, he lied to the press. Who the hell gives a damn? They're a bunch of rats anyway. You are representing the Ohio State University, and you didn't just lie in the press. You didn't do, like, typical no comment type of lying. You like accused the person who broke the story of being a liar. Yeah, like you called somebody else a liar. You went on the aggressive.
Honestly, is this the big deal that it is if he had not denied it at Big Ten Media Day?
I don't think
it would be less of a big deal. I think it would still be in some. It would in some regard it would be because it took them a while to fire Zach Smith, who had I think a couple of incidents of domestic violence in the past. There's one in 2009 and 2015. Right.
No, and then this is the. And this is where I get frustrated sometimes too, because people expect like the head football coach to be the actual investigator in a scenario. That's not how you want it to be. For one, they're incapable of doing it. Two, there'd be obvious biases. And three, they've got other things on their mind. They're supposed to kick the can up the chain of command and then let the administrators handle it, which is there's a chance it's what he did. Now you could still have issues with whether, like, all right, it seems like your wife and other wives knew a whole lot more than perhaps what the investigation was finding out. So what the hell is actually going on?
What I find laughable is now the defense from some Ohio State fans that, oh, well, Urban Meyer may have just lied to the media. Here's the deal when people talk to the media. They're not talking to the media. They're talking to you. They are talking to you. You think that when Urban Meyer goes to Big Ten Media Days, that he talks to these reporters, like let's say there are 30 of them or 50 of them, and they just go and like have lunch and talk amongst themselves, and they're like, okay, here we go. Our day's done. No. They take those quotes, whatever he says, and it's written in the newspaper, on radio, on television, on digital. It's not that when Urban Meyer's talking to the media, when anybody who's an athlete or coach talking to the media, they are talking to you. That's who they're talking about. So when Urban Meyer lies about the 2015 thing, he's not lying to the media. He is lying to every Ohio State fan.
Mm.
Thank you. More from that rally real quick.
We should have had the dramatic music behind that.
You should play the Michigan fight song in the background. It would have made it a lot better.
I want Michigan to beat Urban Meyer. I actually, from a pure football standpoint, want them to keep Urban Meyer. That's not here nor there.
I hate that you feel that way. You should be happy that he's likely going to be gone.
No, I don't feel happy. From a, again, pure football standpoint. Actually, let me skip the Stacey Elliott. Let's move ahead to, I don't know. I actually don't know how good this audio is. I kind of wavered on this. Mike Socha, there was a report that...
Way to sell it.
I know. Well, we'll see how it is. Hey, guys, this might suck. Mike Socha, there was a report by Ken Rosenthal that he will step down as the manager of the Angels by the end of the season, and he issued a denial.
Nothing has changed since we talked in October. That's the best way I can put it. You were there.
I was.
Nothing has changed. And sometimes there's always chatter out there, and the only word I have for it is poppycock.
So he says, poppycock. Here's like the Mike Meltzer translation. He is stepping down at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And Jones, we can mark that for coming up in a little less than 2 months and make sure that happens. Because to me, when a guy like Rosenthal reports it, I think it's going to be true. We also have, and I think they played this on the Triple Threat yesterday, a Florida guy who brought some kind of alligator into a convenience store. And he was asked about
it. Well, you got to describe the video first. There's this video of him in this convenience store with an alligator. I would say maybe like a three-foot alligator tucked under his arm like a football. And he's walking around the store, and at least once looks like he starts chasing somebody down the aisle in the store with his alligator. So they found the man and interviewed him.
So you were under the influence at the time, possibly.
A lot of the influence.
Y'all got beer still? Are you taking the last one? Come here, bring yours.
It's not like I've chased grandma down in Publix with it or something.
Go Gators! Go Gators!
Why?
Alcohol, man.
Definitely, he can open his mouth and I know he'd get you one.
He'd get you one.
Do you regret what happened?
You should regret it.
She regrets it. They already talked to me.
What'd you hear from them?
They told me what I did was stupid, and I'll be facing some charges here soon, and probably go to jail, probably not. We'll see. Facebook's giving me either nothing but love or nothing but hate, and I see a whole lot more love than I do hate. You know, just think about that.
I feel Seth, we need to add this guy into the rotation.
Just think about that.
we need that in our mix.
What did he do? He owned up to it. As we established earlier in the show, whether you're Andy Pettit or a drunk Floridian chasing people around a store with an alligator under your arm, what people are looking for is an admission of guilt, and then you can move on.
Like
on
the Triple Rodriguez threat. Didn't give.
Triple Threat. Bring
I like
him.
To watch
Bring
his, him in. I always put myself in this situation and try to figure out what would I do if I were in the convenience store. And I got to say, frankly, The prospects are not good of me acting honorably. I think I might run screaming from the place if I saw an alligator.
I would leave briskly.
Would you you'd speed walk out
I'd
of there?
I'd briskly leave.
I would run the F out of there.
That's code for me saying I'm running.
There's something like, you don't mentally prepare for that. I'm mentally prepared for like what happens if a guy shows up with a gun in a convenience store or something. I'm not mentally prepared for the alligator. I would either freeze completely or I would run as fast as I could, elbowing my wife and daughter out of the way before I exited.
There was some kind of photo this weekend of a Texas A&M grad who took some kind of graduation-esque photos with an alligator right in front of her. I think Clay
was
Travis
that
was big on
that. It was like a 14-foot alligator.
It was not photoshopped.
Not photoshopped, per Jones.
Was it stuffed?
Yeah.
Like her alligator. She's fed it many times.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
I feel like that's like one step below a snake person.
I'm with Seth on this.
Like snake guy on the beach, that guy freaks me out. Like, hey, look at my boa constrictor. I've got him for this moment so I can be boa constrictor guy on the beach.